Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hold on. Let me just read you the sponsor. I'm sure this is important.
Oh, there
it is. Oh, it is. It's the Johnny Mosley pod.
It's very
important. Brought to you by the Johnny Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. Get your summer bod ready. That's right, people. Let's get that thing stretched out. Let's get that thing ready. Girl, look at that body. He's got workout videos. Johnny himself doing the workouts. The funniest part of it is he gets all breathless but he's still telling you what to do.
He's like showing
his
you
heavy
that it works,
breathing.
Though.
It's amazing.
Those are the best teachers that do it with you, mm-hmm. you know?
And,
not just like, do this, do that. Hey, you stiffen up your upper back or whatever.
It's right. They show you they can do it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They show you how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to @ Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Check that out. We're actually recording that today. He's shooting something up in Tahoe this week. So he's very busy. He's a very busy person. We take what we can get from Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Good
for his
him.
Podcast. All right. Satanic blood.
What?
Yeah.
Lil Nas X
has a, well, he says it's a line of Nike's, and Nike's like, I'm sorry, what? Nike's confused. Well, I'm
it's
sorry.
First they're
doing,
hearing of it.
This is, yeah. Brittany, I sent you the Instagram. The shoes are actually kind of cool looking. Even the box has like, you know, Dante's 12 layers of hell or whatever that, you know, the Inferno thing.
I do. I can't remember what book really focused on that, but I remember
one of the. Well, Hieronymus Bosch, I think, is the one who painted the thing.
That's
right?
It.
Right.
That's
but
it.
It was in one of the Da Vinci Code books. Robert Langdon.
Right. It was in both. Okay, I know it from both of those things. Yes, go on.
Right. But the only reason I know it's Hieronymus Bosch is because we watch Bosch, and that's
and like they
the
talk
thing.
About that, and they that's do. Actually a picture his mom had. I'm familiar with that. In
right?
The books.
Is it like okay. the seven layers of hell? Or
I
the...
don't remember, but I do know it from that. Yes.
Yeah. Some texter will explain this whole thing to us. Anyway, the artwork on the shoebox appears to be from that painting. Like it's really creepy, and
well, creepy is good.
I don't think of little. I think of Lil Nas X as being fun, and on a horse.
Well, pink chaps do tend to be more playful than,
sure.
than satanic, but I don't know. You can have more than one side to yourself.
So first, he drops a song called Montero, Call Me By Your Name, in parentheses. Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And here he's just, the devilry imagery is quite amazing. He's even got, like, a red tint to his hair, and the shoes are really cool. Like, I mean, as... shoes go
that actually you know, just
look
looks like
modern.
A different colorway of a shoe they've had forever.
Well, and they do call it a Air Max 97.
Yeah, that's an old shoe. Absolutely.
So he says that he has teamed with a company called Mischief, MSCHF, to create a line of Air Max 97. So first he does this racy video which builds up to him seducing Satan with a lap dance before snapping his neck and taking his horns.
Oh.
That's what happens in the video.
Spoiler
and
alert.
Then he announces he's teaming up with this company Mischief to create a line of Nike Air Max 97s and put all these pictures of the shoes and the design and even the box design. He calls them Satan shoes. They have satanic imagery. They supposedly the dye that they used has a drop of human blood in it. I don't know if someone just cut themselves at the factory. It's just a drop. It's supposedly mixed in with the ink that's used to color them. And so that stirred up some controversy. And then Nike said, no, we don't know about this. They said, we don't have a relationship with Lil Nas X or Mischief. Nike did not design or release these shoes, and we do not endorse them. Yeah, so I think that's from the painting.
That is from the painting, exactly.
Doesn't it look,
right.
Doesn't it look like it?
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a skeleton with some wings, and they're also only going to be 666 pairs of these alleged shoes, and each one is a numbered pair. Like I'm sorry, did I say 666?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like if you got the sixth pair, it would be 6/666.
Oh,
if you got
okay.
the 10th, 10/666. I don't know if they're just if these are actually going to be shoes and they're just styled after the Nikes. But Nike's saying, we have no knowledge of this. We deny all relationships with Satan. We promise we have not made a deal with the devil.
I think Nike probably is within its rights to explore putting a cease and desist on this because it's their
right.
shoe, and they didn't say that from what you're saying, they don't have a relationship. I
that's
like satanic
saying.
Imagery. I
so
enjoy
do I.
it.
Yeah,
so
I like
for
it
me,
too.
I don't, that's not the problem. It's really whether they have the right to resell something that's not theirs.
I will say Hooman would have a real problem with these shoes,
and
he
know,
would not like Lil Nas X's cowboy song anymore after this. Don't tell
I like
him about
that.
It.
That for art's sake, not for because I want to worship Satan. I'm not
right. No, I'm.
But I
don't
think
worship anybody.
Right.
I worship John. That's all.
Oh. Get a room.
Look at you.
We buddy. Have one. We actually have. We were actually hoping to get two rooms. It'd be great to sleep in
one
separate rooms.
One for each of you guys.
Yeah, the Lord grant them room. He says. So they posted this up about the Lil Nas X Satan shoes. Nike Air Max 97 contains 60cc ink and one drop of human blood, 660 pairs, individually numbered, $1,018. And they're supposed to be out today, March 29th.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can
I don't either.
Make the shoe without Nike's knowledge, but it almost feels like they're not making the shoe, that they've just done some...
right, something wrong, that they're scamming or that this is a joke.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Yeah. But I will say they should make the shoe because it's super cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
It's really, man, I love the packaging. All right, so there's that. You guys, NFTs, they're here, and enough people have made money off of them that now everyone is jumping on the GD bandwagon. So the first time I heard of non-fungible tokens was Grimes. She made $6 million in 20 minutes selling some crappy artwork that she'd done. And then we heard that the band Sex is on Fire.
Kings of Leon.
Thank
Kings
you.
Of Leon.
They released their album as a non-fungible token. And now we're hearing that Lindsay Lohan is jumping on the non-fungible token NFT craze. Oh, we heard Jack Dorsey put the first tweet ever on one and hope to raise some money. I don't know what these people are making off of them. Seems like maybe Grimes just hit the market hard and it worked for her. But she announced, Lindsay Lohan announced Saturday on social media that her latest single, Lullaby. No, it's nope. Her latest single is not a fire crotch. It's called Lullaby, and it's being sold as an NFT on the Fans Forever digital platform.
Vinny's hand is up.
Oh, Vinny, yes.
Can I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Does he mean she has VD, or does he mean she has red pubic hair?
You know, my guess is that because she has red pubic hair, he just assumes it's on fire and you're going to get a burning sensation. That's what I feel like. He's just making a joke that she's got a fire crotch.
It's a red hair joke, not a joke about her having some kind of...
That you'll get burnt if you... I think he's using that as his way of saying, don't go in there, danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Oh.
You know?
Wow.
I think. I don't know. He's just all being right. hilarious, and Paris Hilton definitely thought so.
Okay.
So, Lullaby. Mm-hmm. Down there.
Fire. Burning.
Coming straight from a dream, Lullaby is an exclusive collaboration between Lindsay Lohan and DJ Manuel Riva. And it's here to send you on a trip down memory lane to experience nostalgia all over again as you glance through the visuals. So, this is a... I guess, the description of what you get with this non-fungible token. She's like, yes, please. I need $6 million. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it'll go for, but she's doing a non-fungible token with her latest song. And here it is. You don't have to pay for it. Free.
Lay down, lay on your bed. Leave the monsters that you've been afraid of. Lay down, it's dark but it seems. All you needed was me in your dreams. And a lullaby, lullaby, lullaby.
Wow.
Lullaby.
It kicks in here.
Yeah.
They just dropped the bass. This is, am I wrong? I think this is awful.
I feel like this is a song they would play in Forever 21 when you're shopping. And it's just like background noise, just you're not paying
terrible.
Attention to
it. It's a terrible song. Yeah. It's not good. I don't know anybody who's going to spend any money on an NFT. Let me share a story with you real quick. We played the Justin Bieber song in the car, in the van on Friday night as we were driving around. We were playing a few of the new album. And his Lonely song came on.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And my young, both the daughters were tripping on it, but my youngest was like, why is this boy sad? And I was like, oh, no.
Lonely. Lonely.
Poor guy.
I do like Peaches on that album.
It's a good, he's actually a talented kid. I like him. I mean, I'm not going to play it for myself, but my daughters loved it.
He
should do an NFT. Lindsay Lohan should find someone else to work with and actually make a song.
Lindsay Lohan should just clean up her act and get acting jobs, right? I mean, or just go away forever. Stop it. You heard me, Firecrotch. Justin Bieber, while you're talking about the Lonely song, this is his 8th number one album on the Billboard charts, Justice, the one
it's good.
That Lonely's on, and I think Peaches, and there were a couple others that we listened to a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just scored his 8th number one album, so congratulations. You know, haters out there, keep on hating. He's going to keep on beating you to the bank.
This is a good one.
It's a great one, yeah. I love this song.
I don't do well with the drama.
Yeah!
I can't stand it being fake.
No, 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 no. Lana Del Rey's Chemtrails Over the Country Club is number 2.
Oh, the country album?
Which wasn't. Really? Country folk? Okay. Sounds like all the other Lana Del Rey stuff. I don't know. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan is going to do a non-fungible token release, which I don't here's what I don't get. I can get that song. I said, does this mean we can't get it, Brendan? Brendan goes, nope, found it, popped mm-hmm. right up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Why do you buy this?
I wish we still talked to her stepdad. I don't know what happened to him. He just went away.
Right.
Her stepdad, as in the guy who lived in Tiburon, who was dating
Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
Jesse.
I wonder
Scheister.
Where he went.
I think his name is Jesse. Yeah. No, he was fun. He actually wanted to play. He liked Vinny. Oh, it's a guy named Vinny. Yeah, yeah, I like Vinny.
Reminds me of my cousin.
Hey, I got
get out of here, you two.
Speaking of people releasing things on non-fungible tokens, The Weeknd is joining this party as well. The guy who spells his name wrong is getting into the NFT world. He revealed plans for his next release to be a new song living in NFT space. I don't know if that means you're going to be able to listen to it like we can with the Lindsay Lohan, but he's also trying to drum up some money with that. And I suppose if this ever, it's becoming a thing. I can't pretend to understand it, but it is a thing.
Well, I think it was a thing in the underground, and it's breaking, but there are plenty of people who do understand it. It's not for me
yes,
to play games with.
Clearly enough people understand it that it's a thing, but I'm just not gonna. I mean,
I'm never gonna be one of those people who's always out in front and always earning the highest amount humanly possible. I like
on
a,
some kind
I
of like investment.
Nice, safe, high interest savings account.
Yeah.
I like to just, you know, the money I earned, that's what I work with.
Yep.
I'm not looking to turn it into 10 times that amount on a risky move.
Nope.
No, thanks.
That's good. It's good that you're... That's how, you
know. I don't want no trouble.
Neither do I. But part of me is like, should I buy one of these? I don't
you
even...
Should. You
no,
should.
No, I shouldn't, because I don't think you should buy anything you don't understand. But still, you hear about it so much, you're like, well, damn. Maybe I should buy some GameStop. Maybe I should buy some this, that, the other thing, and NFT tokens.
You're crafty and artsy enough, though, to either write a song or maybe draw something and try to make an NFT.
Oh, you're saying I should make an NFT.
You should make one to try to
sell
it.
I'd have to understand how to do it first.
Well, I mean...
Who do I talk to about this?
Whoever Lindsay spoke to.
Scott Budman might know something.
He might, yeah.
I'll tell Scott. Scott, do all the work for me for free, and I'll split the profits.
He explained it to us, and we all just went away more confused.
I went, uh-huh.
Like, what does that mean?
So it's a digital file that I can make copies of, but I own the original, and no one would even know the original from a copy, but still somehow it's worth more? Okay. Anyway, The Offspring has a new song.
The I Offspring. Love these guys.
Remember The Offspring from the 90s?
I still listen to them a lot, actually.
They, they've continued to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And they have unveiled a very timely music video for this day and age. It's called Let the Bad Times Roll. And they've got a new record coming out. And that's the name of the whole record, Let the Bad Times Roll. It's out mid-April, so we'll get to hear that. It shows an exaggerated view of quarantine life with the subjects experiencing bizarre and frightening situations like a toilet paper shortage or attack toilet paper. Like just when you think I need some toilet paper, but I don't need it to come at me. Like all these things, like cats that shoot lasers out of their eyes and stuff. So let's hear the latest.
Attack toilet paper?
Mm-hmm.
Does it attack your dirty butt or does it attack your throat? Like what do you mean attack toilet paper?
It bands together with itself to become greater than the sum of its parts. It starts trying to chomp you, and it sings a little. Do you have any of the video?
I didn't. No, I don't have the video up.
All right, we'll just listen to the song. Yeah.
I'll do that while I play it.
Yeah. Oh, look. Okay, there's
so
a
weird.
Giant cockroach with a mask on. There's an iPhone that turns into a spider that clings to your face. And there's some singing toilet paper. I
like the song, though. It's great.
I do, too.
Actually, the song's really good. The cat is definitely shooting lasers out of the television onto trying to hit this guy. Luckily, he has some kind of magical shield.
Offspring, okay. I like it. I'll get that right away.
It's April 16th, Ben. Although I'm sure you can get this single right away.
A bunch of new stuff came out last weekend that I got, too. I got to listen to 4 new albums over the weekend. It's pretty fun.
Well, you own all the albums, so.
Well, I mean, but new, well, you're right. Yes. Right. Yes, I do. You're right.
You got more than 4. You got all of them. Lady Gaga, happy birthday.
Oh.
She was born, she turned 35. She's actually younger than you, Bryn. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I guess so. I guess that's hard to believe. She was around for a long time, though. Like,
yeah.
I remember when I was in my early 20s, I was like, wow, she's a phenom. And she was like,
really?
Not your early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
When was her first record? Like, was she putting out records when she was 18?
No.
She's 3 years younger than you.
Let's see. Hold on.
Are you 38 or 37?
2008 was when she released her debut album, I think. So how old was I?
So you would have been mid 20s.
Yeah, okay. Mid 20s. Sorry. I said early 20s. What is that? I can't do math right now.
Yeah.
When I saw her live, it was when she was sort of making a second go round of the country, and she was already just as hot as it gets.
Yeah. So she's got a boyfriend. let me see if I can find his name here. She just says, when your boyfriend sends you all the flowers in Rome for your birthday. She's actually shooting that Gucci movie. Remember we were talking about this a little bit? So she's in Italy, staying at just a palace.
Of course.
Or maybe it's a hotel. It's hard to tell. A lot of houses look like hotels. You know, the McMansion style ones. I mean, crystal chandeliers and curved ceilings and all kinds of stuff. But he has sent her what looks like just a barrel, like a huge barrel of flowers. Every white flower in the country is there. And it's so big that she's got her arms around it. And she's tipping her head up. And the thing is, you know, 3 feet taller than she is.
That's fun.
Yeah. No, she's, you know, nice to be loved. Feels good to be loved. She says, when your boyfriend sends you all the flowers in Rome for your birthday, I love you, honey. I can't wait to be home with you and our dogs. That's all I need.
Oh, these are the dogs that were kidnapped.
Right.
Yep. Yikes.
Why can't I find his name? You'd think it'd be right here. There it is. Michael Polanski. So happy 35th birthday to the beautiful and talented Lady Gaga.
Is that Roman's kid?
Let's hope not.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Just a different Polanski. There's probably more than one out there.
Gotta be.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
I got a lot of stuff coming up in the news. I'll help you get squared away on the COVID-19 vaccine drama that's going around. And that ship is now free. The green...
Ever given. Okay.
Anyway, you know what? I will sort all that out and tell you about it after
the... Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.